views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I have a wonderful guest today. Her name is Toni Green. She's a medium, a channel, hypnotherapist, and a whole lot more. When I was introduced to Toni through another way of through the internet, her name just popped out at me. And I said, I've got to call this lady. I really got to call her. And so I sent her an email and we emailed back and forth and we finally got a chance. And Toni's on the show today. So I'm going to bring her in. Hi, Toni. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Bree. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. So, how long have you been a medium, a channel? That, you know, that's the one thing I wanted to find out.
Okay, so unknowingly, I was a psychic and a channel for all of my life, or for at least for as long as I can remember. The medium part really kicked in. Like when I was growing up, we lived in houses and my mom would say, oh, there are ghosts in this house. And I never thought anything of it. And there were experiences where definitely there was some ghost activity going on, but I didn't really see the ghosts at that time. I could sense them. But then when I was older, I purchased a house that had a lot of spirit activity. I think the universe was saying, welcome to your crash course in medium, full-on medium, seeing spirits. Here we go. And that's when I knew I could see the spirits and communicate with them and everything that goes with that.
Right. Don't you think, though, that sometimes it starts us off as a channel to train us to be a medium?
I think so. And I think being a channel is also being a medium because you're always, does that make sense? You're always bringing those messages through. Always from the other side.
Right. And it depends, you know, there's different mediums, you know, in different kinds. So I've done the kind that you've done, but then I'm also a medium for a higher being that takes over and talks through me. So they're different ones. But anyway, I'm really excited about something and I want to get right to it. Your new show. You're an author. You're an author, you're a radio host, and now you start a new TV show. I'm excited. It's like, yay,
I'm
is
so
right.
Excited. I just recorded my first show on Tuesday. So, woo!
So, tell us, how did it go?
It was amazing. So, I have two separate shows. And the one I recorded on Tuesday is Toni G, Create a Life You Love. So, I had PGA pro Tim Grogan on. We talked about how he, you know, created this life that's immersed in golf, and then talked a little bit about how people can create the life that they want too. Because I truly, truly believe we are not, life is not happening to us. We are an active participant. Now we can either be rowing the boat or we can put the oars down and let the boat take us wherever we want. And I want to teach everybody to row your boat.
I love it. Conscious creation.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about creating from the consciousness. That's great. And that's what everybody should be doing, no matter if they're in the metaphysical field or they are a nurse or a housewife. It does not matter.
Yes, yes.
It's where they're happy and where they feel they're comfortable at. So I'm glad you're doing that. So how did you get this vision for this show?
Well, okay, so being a channel and a psychic and a medium, I've always been very led, and I've always listened to my where I've been led. So when I very first took psychic, medium, and channeling public, because I'd done it all my life and didn't know I was actually doing it or didn't think it was a big deal. When I first took it public to do it in the way of a career, I was shown a number of visions that I just tried to, like, okay, if you're showing me this, I must do it now. And it just did not work out because the timing is so important too. So I've always had the knowing or the vision that this would come to fruition. I didn't think it would come the way it did, and it never does, so be prepared. The two shows they're on the same station, WSCS, which is a cable station, and you can get it on demand and Roku. But it also, all the links will be to my show will be on my site and on my Facebook page too. But so Create a Life You Love. And then the second show, Psychic Medium Tony Green, is the second show, which is the show I knew I would have, but I thought it would be a combination of the two in one. But I'm really happy they're separate, because people who don't always want to publicly say I'm into psychic medium wouldn't come on that show where Create a Life You Love. There's such a bigger pull for that. Uh-huh. So I'm really excited about that. That's a really long answer.
I know, but it's a great answer because it's so
Thank
true.
Thank you.
Some people don't want to come on and say I'm a medium or I'm a psychic. They want to come on as I'm a creator. And we're all right now light creators.
Yes. Yes.
You know, there are no more light workers. We are light creators.
Exactly.
And no matter what we're doing. So the other thing about you is your hypnotherapy.
Yes. Yes.
Does it work for weight loss?
It does. It does. As a matter of fact, it does. So here's the key with hypnosis. Anybody thinking about getting hypnosis, the key is hypnosis works on what you want. So if you want to lose weight, it will help you lose weight. But most people don't realize that everybody wants to lose weight and create a body that they want, but they don't want to quit doing the things they've been doing that has given them the body they have. So one of the things I say is, as much as you want the body you want, we're also going to have to work on curving these things and making you want to have less of them.
Stay away from the frappuccinos and the cappuccinos, right?
Yes. And oh my gosh, could we get people to stop drinking soda?
That's a good one.
Ah, my goodness.
I finally stopped it, and my husband stopped it. We all just stopped one day, and we had headaches for a couple of days, right? And then it went away. It was like, oh my gosh, just, you feel so much better.
It's the caffeine leaving. And you can replace that caffeine with something much healthier, much better. Absolutely.
So what do you suggest for people that are stopping coffee and caffeine, period?
If somebody is going to quit caffeine, depending on how much caffeine they're on, they will want to wean down. If you're drinking 4 to 6 cups of coffee a day, you don't want to go cold turkey. You want to take it down to 3 and then to 2 and then to 1. Now, some caffeine might be okay. I know there are benefits to caffeine.
Right.
The energy, number one. But if you go cold turkey, the one thing you can expect is you're definitely going to have that headache. and you're going to need to hydrate yourself considerably and use this pressure point to get rid of that headache. So, yeah.
That's really true. So what she was showing is in between the your pointer finger and your thumb, the skin there, there's a flap thing, and I use it to get rid of headaches all the time, and I'll press on that. So we only have a couple minutes left. So what else can someone do then to make themselves in hypnotherapy that they don't use it as a crutch for the rest of their lives? That's the thing I get concerned about, that it's not taking their personal power away.
No. So, the first time I heard about hypnosis, I heard it from Dr. Brian Weiss, who was on a show, and he was talking about the results, and I said, I must do this. This is a part about when you hear something and you feel it, do it. That's part of your path and what you're going to create. I originally started being a hypnotist because I wanted to help people heal deep wounds, childhood wounds, things along those lines. Mm-hmm. So my practice is based on helping people get their power back.
Okay, good.
Taking down their walls, clearing out their obstacles, and taking back their power. Like seriously becoming that strong voice that like they're like this and they're not thinking about it. They're taller. They know who they are. They're living on purpose, with purpose, for a purpose, and they have no more fear. That was my wanting it. And if you heal what caused the problem, you don't need to have hypnosis as a crutch. You have it as a device that healed something, and now you're running.
I really like what you said there. We're going to talk more about that after we come back from break. We have to take a break. So we're back with more Tony Green and Silver Guy Radio.
A crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it? Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Tony, I want to get back more to hypnotherapy. Yeah. I know that I have not done it myself, where I know it could be a good tool for me. Okay, that's why I was bringing about weight loss. And a lot of people are afraid because they think it's going to take their personal power away. How do you teach them that this is not taking their personal power away, this is enhancing their power?
Okay, that's such an incredible question. First of all, I want you to know I was terrified of hypnosis. Even while I was being trained and in school for hypnosis, I was terrified. I thought if somebody put me under, I would be like in a coma and they could do whatever they wanted to me, or even worse, they could get all my deep, dark secrets, right?
Right.
Okay, first of all, my secrets aren't that deep and dark. Nobody's right. First, I don't know why when we're younger, we think everything we've done, like, oh my gosh, right? But what I can say is this, to describe it in the best possible way, this is the awake state. Mm-hmm. Then comes light meditation, deep meditation, light hypnosis, deep hypnosis, sleep. So hypnosis is the state you're in right before you go to sleep. And you're aware of what's going on. Now, if I were to try to hypnotize somebody for something they didn't want, they would start coming out of the hypnosis. Yes.
That makes a lot of sense to me. So as healers, right? Mm-hmm. I call myself a conduit healer because we're the conduit for the healer,
vessels.
Right?
Yes.
So I'm not using the healing word too much anymore. So here's the thing is if we go higher self to higher self, the body rejects it. That's the answer right there.
Exactly.
So I like that.
Here's another example. This is, and I'm going to use one of my personal examples. I was addicted to Mountain Dew. Okay. I don't drink.
Oh,
I don't
smoke.
I'm pretty boring. I love me some Mountain Dew, right? But then I realized this probably isn't the best for me. I should. So I started doing self-hypnosis so that I could not drink Mountain Dew anymore, but I still wanted it. I didn't have a legitimate reason to quit drinking it. So seriously, I self-hypnotized five times. And I would buy a bottle of Mountain Dew, open it up, take a drink, close it, throw it on the floor of my car because I didn't want to let this go. Then I read an article how they use certain, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but really inappropriate ingredients in their soda, Mountain Dew does. And that was my thing, like, okay, I can't put this in my body anymore. Now I know. And I quit. And I have not gone back to it since.
I'm really glad to hear that.
That's a really good example of it works on what you want, not what you don't.
Okay, great.
Yes.
No, my stepson was hooked to it and it took me probably 6 years to get him to stop. It was awful.
It's really.
And I'm not willing to say what was in it, but if enough people research, because of, you know, legal issues, you know, we can't just spout out what it is. Right.
Right.
And so just research that product before you buy it anymore. That's all I'm going to say on that one.
And here, I'll go one step further. If you take all the ingredients and you research, there's two ways to do this. You can look up each ingredient and what else those ingredients are in, right. Or you can just Google why is any soda bad for you, and the lists will come up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I totally agree with that. All right. So the one thing I want to know about your book.
Yes.
Tell me about your book.
Okay. So I have four books. Here is one of them.
And what's that one?
The Ever-Evolving Journey for Awakening.
Okay.
So I, all of a sudden, and when you channel, you know this and I know this, an inspiration will come to you. Mm-hmm. You have to follow that inspiration. I sat down and I started channeling the first book. And I finished the first book and I felt a little proud of myself. And they said, you're not done yet. So I channeled. And then they said, there's three more. And I said, okay. So I just, like, in this very short period of time, channeled these four books that are the Ever Evolving Journey series. Mm-hmm. And they're not really a series like you have to do one after the other, but they all have pretty much the same title. The Ever Evolving Journey for the Soul, which was the first one I channeled, for Love, Success, and then Awakening was the last one that I channeled. Now, each book is a 30-day guide mm-hmm. to evolving.
I like that.
Yes, there's a word each day that as you fall asleep, you breathe this word in and you breathe it out. And the reason that they channeled this technique to me is when you breathe, you can't think of anything else. You can't, your thought, if you breathe in a word, you can't assign your own false definition to that word any longer. Right? And right. The real definition or the real meaning or and feeling of that word will start to open up inside of you.
Oh. So you're like that.
Yes.
It's almost like you're programming yourself is for sleep sake.
Right. And yeah,
you know, I like that.
So as you fall asleep, you breathe the word in, mm-hmm. you breathe the word out, you breathe the word in, you breathe it out. Then throughout the day, you think about it a couple of times as you breathe it in and breathe it out. And then, as you wake up, you breathe it in and you breathe it out. So the true definition of the word is now going into your cellular body.
Right.
And then as you do this day by day, because words, we have a feeling attached to each word. Let's just use the word love, for example. If we've just gone through a very bad experience with love, the word love is now painful to us.
Right.
But if we've gone through a good experience with love, it's elating to us. Doing this brings that back to center and puts the true meaning of love throughout us. And the feeling of love throughout us. Every day is a build on the day before. So you go through and you do the 30 days. And at the end of the 30 days and beyond, you start to, you're in this evolving process that is quite amazing. Quite amazing.
Wow. So how can people get those books?
My books right now are available for Kindle at Amazon.com. And they're also available in shameless promotion coming through. Pay attention.
Dun, paperback. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Is that through Amazon also?
Yes, you can get both on Amazon. I have an author's page on Amazon. And if you go Tony Green, TONIGREENE, Ever Evolving Journey, all four books will pop up. And you can get them for the Kindle or the paperback version. And Max, you heard my little guy in the background barking. He was just confirming they're amazing books. Yeah.
Max is a promoter too now.
He is. He demands I feed him duck for his work that he does.
Oh, really? Well, I have a few dogs, and they're not getting a whole duck.
And okay, full disclosure, he's allergic to every other protein and filler.
Oh, okay. So
he needs breakfast, dinner, and lunch.
He needs the good stuff. That's great. He earns his keep, let me tell you. Yeah. So the one other thing I was going to ask you about, you know, because we talked a lot about different things and stuff. What new book, any new books coming up? That was the one thing. Yes.
So I am in the process. I'm always in the process of creating and writing. And I have a book, Channeled Inspirations, which are messages that have been channeled through me. It's done. It needs to be edited. But there's always more messages that come through. So it's like the never ending book. Right. But it's also done at this point. And then I'm channeling a book for about love rules, the rules of love in relationships, out of relationships, and just the rules of relationships, really. Right. And real quick, one of the things that I tell people when they're looking, everybody wants to know, when is this the right person? When am I going to meet the right person? And I'll say, that's all good. I can tell you the timeline, but what you need, and sometimes that timeline is contingent on certain things healing with this person. But one of the things I always tell them, when you're looking for a partner, don't look for someone that completes you. Look for someone who would be a great business partner. Like, would you have this person come into your business? Do they have everything they need to be that business partner? And it really changes the whole perspective of how they look at relationships. And that's just one of the very juicy little chapters that will be in the next book.
Well, I can't read the juicy chapters. That's going to be great. Yes. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break, and we're back for more with Silver Guy Radio and Tony Green.
Thank you.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit InspiredNewAge.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So some interesting things have been happening today, again, with me. Tony, how do we even explain this? I mean, I have a room full of guides, and you got a few behind you, and this is kind of different today than I've gone through before.
So the one thing I would want to say is your guides and your angels are always there. Angels might come in and go, and guides might come in and go as we shift and we learn and we grow, right? So, but there we have a set, like our team, who's been with us since our first incarnation and will be with us until we return to our last incarnation.
Right.
So is the best way to say that. Mm-hmm. So they're always there, but at times when they know they're going to be able to get through and they're going to be able to communicate, they really make themselves known. And when they have a message, like if they really have a message they need to get through to you, they make themselves known. Now, our loved ones who have gone home, they can always be with us too. And they make themselves known at different times for different people or come in with messages that you need to hear at any given moment. So, of course, I see your mom first, and then I see your dad, even though your dad is being more prominent today. He's making more of a fuss or wants to be the voice today, where in the past, it's been your mom that's wanting to speak more. Now, it's more your dad who really is coming through, and he's saying, hey, pay attention. And that really is the first message he wants to give you. Pay attention. You're not facing facts. You're not facing the facts. You're not looking at everything as it is. Now for you, you can look at that and you can say, I think I know what he's talking about. And oftentimes the first thing we think they're talking about is not what they're talking about.
Okay.
It's something else that we think it's going to be okay. We believe everything's working the way it should, but then really it's not. It's not, there's some piece of small print we overlooked, so to say.
All right.
So your father's message today is, and I don't know why I keep getting the same words. Pay attention, be careful, caution. So now people might freak out when they hear this, right? They might be like, oh my gosh, something big and bad. No, it might be just on the drive home. Pay attention, you'll avoid an accident. Right? It could be anything, or it could be business related.
And here's what I was going to say. My dad was a businessman.
Exactly.
And he taught me very young about business. And so, yes, I would agree with he would say something like that because I'm doing some stuff right now.
Yeah. And I believe that this is business related. Now, as we go further into it, did he have problems with one of his knees?
Yes.
Was it his left knee? Because I just felt a thing in my knee, and that's always a sign that, let her know, give her that confirmation, because this says, okay, this is him, left knee or the knee in general. So one of the things that I'm seeing paperwork, and there's erroneous information in this paperwork. There's on one of the pages, there's a paragraph where there's erroneous information. Now, this could be a typo. It could be something you want to cross out of this. It could be something that's not pertinent or not going to work. It's not applicable is the word he's using. It's not applicable, and don't have it in there. It's something that might have been put in case this happens, we can put this in play.
Oh, okay. So,
or something like that. But I'm showing this paragraph should be X'd out, completely X'd out. Okay. So, wow. So that's one thing. Now I'm going to give you a quick example of something this could mean. I did an event a week ago in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And the place I did the event at, when we negotiated the contract, it was a very complicated contract and a very complicated from the beginning. But I went ahead with it. We signed the paperwork. A week and a half before the event, I get an email, you need to sign this. And I said, no, I've already signed a contract. No, I need a regular signature, not a computer signature. So I look at the contract they sent me. It's for $150 more than my original contract. So I send back an email. I say, no, I trust you're going to honor my original price, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to follow through on this. And he says, oh, yeah, of course. Just cross off the amount here on this contract and sign it. And every one of my guides were screaming at me saying, oh, no. So I did not sign that contract. I ignored it. But when I got there and I wanted to pay, they pulled out that contract that did not have a signature. And a little tip for folks, when they ask for your credit card to hold the space, I personally don't send my credit card number.
Uh-huh.
And they had tried to charge my credit card that amount.
Oh,
not
wow.
The amount we agreed on, but because of my guides, and they give me this solid information to look at these things, little mm-hmm. reminders, double check it. That's where it, and it's something like this for you. It's
okay.
A little detail that you might have looked over and thought that it was all okay, or this doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, take it out is what he's saying. If it's not applicable, ask them to delete it from your page. Because I feel like whatever this is, whatever work you do in the future, mm-hmm. if this paragraph stays in there, they're going to get a benefit from the work you do in the future, even though they had nothing to do with it. They'll be able to get a part of it. Does that make sense to you?
The way that I was raised in business, that would be really the wrong thing to do with me.
Right, yeah, but
and that's from my dad. So no, that does make sense because my dad would cross every T, dot every I, and along taking it to two different attorneys to look at the contracts.
Exactly,
and that would be my dad.
Yes, and he's saying there's something with this paperwork that's off. It's erroneous. So double check it, triple check it. Anything that's not applicable, take mm-hmm. out.
Okay.
Just remove it from the contract if it's not relevant or applicable.
Okay.
Good. Good deal.
Well, good. Hey, and that was pretty good.
Yeah. And then, so they always say this and you know it, but I've agreed that whatever they say, I will repeat. Your mom is saying, I love you, sweetie. You're doing a great job. Don't stop. Keep going. Stop freaking out. Stop freaking out. Just stop freaking out. You've got this. Go. You've got it. Go. Just do it. Just don't give yourself the opportunity to think about it. Just do it, you know?
Okay.
And then she's showing me, I don't know why, but like I said, she's showing me Michael Jordan and she's saying, if he stopped to think about every three-pointer, there would have never been a three-pointer.
Oh my gosh, that's just too hilarious. And I understand where that came from. That is just too funny.
Excellent. Excellent.
You know, so that has to do with my dad with sports and stuff and her. And no, that's too funny.
Perfect. See, do you see how I love the way they bring through messages that mm-hmm. are so relevant and you connect to those messages. Mm-hmm. And it's not something I would have ever thought of saying, but it's a great
right.
statement at the same time, right?
Yeah. I love it. With the work that you and I do, we have to be careful. You know.
Absolutely. But she's saying just, you know, your mom is such a warrior and such a strong. She's just saying, you know, just keep going, put one foot in front of the other and don't stop to necessarily think about what can go wrong. Just move forward. And it's better to have to correct, like, don't think about what's going to go wrong. Just move forward, keep doing it, and it's all going to fall into place. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does. With my mom, that makes a lot of sense. She's just like, quit worrying about things. She used to use this statement when I was young. There was this book called Miss Puddleduck. And she would say, be like Miss Puddleduck. Let the water, shake the water off your back like a duck, right? And so I get where she's coming with that. And the Michael Jordan thing, that's hilarious. That's a private joke with her and I. So that's kind of funny. So
nice.
No, thank you so much for bringing both of my mom and dad through that. It's just like all of a sudden they show up. It's like, okay, guys, you know, we're going to get the answers and what they want to say. And they gave me some great information that I need to be aware of right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And your grandma's here too.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well,
your lineage is here.
Yes.
I always get the lineage that comes in on the left for me, but they're all here and they're all ready to communicate and give messages at any time that we allow them to.
Wow. Right?
Which is awesome. Yeah.
We have to take a break pretty soon, but I would like to hear from my grandmother.
Oh, when we come back.
I'm telling ya. Tony Green, everyone. Amazing channel and medium and psychic. I mean, get a hold of her, guys. We'll be back in a few minutes with more with Silver Gaia Radio and Tony Green.
Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's Silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Tony, this is an exciting show. During the break, we're talking. So, let's get to my grandmother, I guess, because
she's all popping in. Like, first of all, she does not like waiting. She is like, just say it now. Why do we have to wait? And second, why does she keep showing me potatoes? Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes.
Old German grandmother that loved to peel potatoes.
She is these like, I think they're called russet. That's how much I cook. I think they're called russet. They're the regular potatoes.
Right.
The baked the potato brown, potatoes. Right. Yeah. And she's got a big pot and all these potatoes and she's holding one, doing the, showing me the potatoes. So that's awesome. But okay. So Grams is saying, don't let go of your heritage. Make your mark. And it's like an order almost. This is almost like a boom, boom, boom. Don't let go of your heritage. Make your mark. Don't hesitate to...
Careful, we're on the air.
I know. That's why I'm like, don't hesitate to step above people. I'm not going to say step over people, but to step above people to get where you're supposed to be in this life.
That sounds better. Thank you.
There is a destination or a destined plateau for you. Mm-hmm. So now what I want to explain to people is sometimes as I'm saying this, what I'm seeing, I'm having a vision. And then I'm also getting certain words, but like when I said stepping above people, like it showed a foot on somebody's shoulder, not necessarily that you're kicking them out of the way, but that's the way they help me explain what's coming through. So there is a destined plateau for you. And this plateau, this stage, if you will, is going to help you to exhibit your craft. And that word is very intentional.
Yes, it is. And I understand
very
it.
Very intentional. And she is saying, don't have hesitation and stop making excuses. So now I'm going to let her, she is actually stepping back.
Okay.
For somebody who's coming in. Who I'm not getting a full visual on yet. But she is stepping back in honor of this person or entity, this for what just stepped in. For what just stepped in. Okay, so here is a. I don't know how to describe this. I'm just going to get the, I'm going to say the words and then we'll go into the elaboration of it. Right. And I'm just going to, I need to just, Now, from our conversations in the past, you know, I have no familiarity with this stuff.
Correct.
Who has just stepped in is Mother Goddess, the goddess, the mother of the goddesses. Mother Goddess is here to let you know that you are going to have a particularly practical road for a bit. And then you are going to feel like there is no practicality. There is no, like, it's all a big puzzle that can go apart and come back together again. She is explaining that you can go to any puzzle piece you choose, and you can allow yourself to be immersed in any part that you choose to be immersed in. You do not have to have a set path or have a structured outlook. The universe is all-encompassing, as is the work. Allow yourself to be all-encompassing and to allow, the work to come up through you and out of you, however it chooses. You can't control this. If you try, it will be a battle for naught. Just allow. You are going to have experiences now that are very different and miraculous. You talk about miracles. Get ready to experience them. Okay, so that's how I channel. That's my channeling. And we're not done with that. They jumped in. We're not done. But I wanted to stop and give you a moment to breathe and comment.
Thank you. I know what that about.
Good.
And it's taking everything I have right now not to cry. I know what it's about. So you can continue, please.
Okay. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll be fine.
Okay, they're showing me a pyramid. They're showing me a pyramid, and they're saying that make the pyramid. Oh, okay, the pyramid is gold. The pyramid is gold, and they're saying make the pyramid and shoot out of the top of it. And green swirling around from your hip all the way up. And then there is, it's not really purple and it's not really red, but it is also all through here and up. So right now these energies are around you. You need to allow them to immerse in you.
Right.
Remember, your physical being is a pure illusion, my love. This doesn't really exist except for in the eye of man. You can exist on this plane as you do on the other side. Not thinking about this and feeling like it's not safe. Oh, I see where you're going. Sorry. And feeling like it is not safe to let them in.
Right. I want to thank you so much for bringing these messages through. We only have a minute left.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing it.
No, I want to thank you. It was an honor for me to have you on the show today. We'll be doing more shows together, as we've talked about before. And how do people get a hold of you, Tony? Because I'm a little emotional right now. So
yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is my website, and I'll spell it out, TONIG.info, INFO, TonyG.info.
And if anybody has any questions how to get a hold of her, they can go to silverguy.com and or her Facebook or mine and Silver Gaia Facebook, and there'll be information on Tony there. Thank you again so much. And we'll be doing some more awesome work together. But thank you for all the help you gave me today.
It's absolutely been my pleasure to be your guest. Thank you. It's been an honor.
Thank you. We'll see you all next week on the Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.